listening to the Nonstop Sports Podcast. And now your hosts, Peyton and Jaden.
Welcome back to another episode of Nonstop Sports with Peyton and
Jaden.
Today we're going to be talking about opening day, but before, thanks to our sponsor, Fertilawn of Bountiful.
They do lawns and trees, so if you want a healthy lawn, even during the drought, call them now at 801-295-3057.
Remember, 801-295-3057.
Make sure to tell them we told you.
And now back to sports. Alrighty, so last time in our last podcast, Jaden picked all the opening day games. So let's see if Jaden got any of these games right. So let's start off with the Braves and the Reds. Jaden, you picked the Braves to beat the Reds, but the Reds won 3-6. So Brandon Drury hit a 3-run home run, which really helped the Reds.
I did not think that the Reds would win because I thought that the Braves would win because they have a good outfield and infield. It might affect them because the Braves lost Freddie Freeman, and he was probably one of the best players on the team. Plus, this was the Braves' first game back, and they lost some players. So maybe next time they play them, they might beat them.
Yeah, the Reds I didn't really see as a good team. I mean, they beat the Braves. Maybe the Braves, I think they just need to get into their groove. I think they're going to have another good season. So now the Angels, you picked the Angels beat the Astros, but the Astros beat the Angels 3-1. And Alex Bregman and Jordan Alvarez got back-to-back home runs.
Shohei Ohtani was pitching very good. I don't know why the Angels took him out, because after they took him out, Alex Bregman and Jordan Alvarez both hit home runs back-to-back.
Yeah, Shohei Ohtani had like 10 strikeouts, and that's pretty good. Alrighty, so the next game you picked that the Padres would beat the Diamondbacks, but the Diamondbacks won 4-2 with a walk-off by Seth Beer on National Beer Day.
So the Padres were doing very well. Yudarvish had a no-hitter, and then somehow the Padres just took out Yudarvish, and after that, the Diamondbacks had runners on. They had two people on base, and then Seth Beer got up 2-0, hit a walk-off, and that won them the game on National Beer Day.
Yeah. In my opinion, the Padres weren't very smart for taking out Yudarvish. He was doing great. Once they took him out, their relievers could not pitch anything. So then the next game, you picked the Cardinals to beat the Pirates, and you got that one right. The Cardinals killed the Pirates 9-0. Nolan Arenado and Tyler O'Neill hit home runs, and Albert Pujols is back for the Cardinals.
I liked watching Albert Pujols back with the Cardinals because it was pretty fun, because Albert Pujols is a good player and the Cardinals are a good team, so Albert Pujols will help them probably.
Yeah.
And also, I did not expect the Cardinals to win 9-0 against the Pirates. I expected the Pirates to get about 3-6 was my score. Cardinals winning.
Yeah, the Cardinals just really destroyed them. All right, next game you picked the Royals to beat the Guardians, and you got that one right. The Royals beat the Guardians 3-1. That was the Guardians' first game as the Guardians, because they used to be their old team until they changed.
Carlos Santana played his old team, the Guardians, and now Carlos Santana is on the Royals. The Royals, last week, how I said the Warriors have a good infield, but I forgot to say that they also have a packed outfield with very good players.
Yeah. Alrighty, so the next game, the Twins beat the Mariners. That's what you picked, but you got that wrong. The Mariners ended up winning 2-1. Mitch Henninger got a nice home run, and Gary Sanchez thought he had a walk-off home run, but it was short, and Mitch Henninger caught the game-winning catch.
Mitch Henninger did very good hitting that home run, which very helped the Mariners. Also, Gio Urshela hitting a home run for the Twins helped them to get the score 2-1. Then Gary Sanchez just thought he had a walk-off doing his cool backflip, thinking he's cool, getting out, and then...
Yeah, Mitch Henninger caught it at the wall. It was close, though. It was going to end the game, most likely. Either way, what happened. Alrighty, so the next game, Jaden, you picked the Mets to beat the Nationals, which was right. The Mets beat the Nationals 5-1. Pete Alonso got nailed in the face by a pitch, and then Yeah, he got hit in the face. And then during this, and then there was another player who got hit. And then Francisco Lindor got beaten in the face the next game they played, and another player. And then the benches cleared. And I don't think the Mets are very happy with the Nationals.
I don't think the Mets are happy with the Nationals either, because Pete Alonso got hit in the face. Same with Francisco Lindor. Francisco Lindor was trying to lay out a bunt, but it came and hit him in the face. He was on the ground for like a minute. Then the dugouts cleared. The Mets coach was not happy.
Yeah, he was not happy. Alrighty, so then the next game you picked the Brewers to kill the Cubs. That was wrong. The Cubs actually won 5-4. Seiya Suzuki got his first start in the major leagues, and he got a nice hit. And then Ian Happ and Jhonier got a home run. So the Cubs just, I mean, think they're going to be better than most people expect.
The Cubs surprised me. Seiya Suzuki did very good for the Cubs. I think that if Seiya Suzuki and Ian Happ and, Wilson Contreras can do good, then they're going to good. Also, Wilson Contreras got beaned. And Wilson Contreras has been, he got beaned by the Brewers a lot of times.
Yeah, like, it started last year, he got beaned once, and the second time, he literally went up to the pitcher and was like, now that's two times, and then the third time, he got beaned, and now this time, I don't know what's wrong with the Brewers pitchers, why they don't like him, but for some reason, they just don't like him, but good win by the Cubs. Next one was the Yankees and the Red Sox. That game got delayed for the next day, but it still got being played, so the Yankees ended up beating the Red Sox on a walk-off, 6-5 in extra innings. It went 11 innings. Josh Donaldson got a walk-off on his first Yankees game, and DJ LeMahieu got a nice home run, early lead for them. But then the Red Sox, Rafael Devers hit a home run and started to come back, and then it went into extra innings, but Josh Donaldson got them the win.
So Josh Donaldson got the winning run, and it was his first game, and the player that scored for the Yankees, it was also his first game, and he scored the winning one. But Josh Donaldson hit in the winning one.
Yeah, he hit him in. Alrighty, so that's all your picks. You got, like, you got four right, and you got five wrong. So you did pretty decent.
4 out of 9.
Yeah. Alrighty, so for our next thing, let's do some more trivia. So who was the last player to have a batting average of 400? We'll tell you at the end of the podcast again. Alrighty, so let's talk about who surprised us on the opening day games.
The teams that surprised me were the Cubs. I did not think that the Cubs would go out and beat the Brewers. The Brewers have a decent team, but they don't have the best. Another team that surprised me is the Mariners. The Mariners starting the game off with a home run by Mitch Haniger and then just playing very good. Not only letting the Twins score one run off of a home run, and then the Mariners just were holding them for the rest of the game.
Yeah, I think people thought that Carlos Correa would go help the Twins, make them the new, like, amazing team. But the Twins, I mean, they're good. But the Mariners, I also did not expect them. Like, they got a lot of new players this year, and they're going to be a pretty good team. I don't know if they're going to go to the playoffs, but I think they'll have a maybe pretty good season. Alrighty. Who disappointed you?
The team that disappointed me was the Padres. I expected the Padres to go out there and beat the Diamondbacks. At first, the Padres were winning, like we said, how Yordanovich was having a no-hitter that game. And then they benched him, and then the Diamondbacks just came back and started scoring and then hit a walk-off with Seth Beer.
Yeah, I still don't understand why they pulled Yordanovich. He had a no-hitter, and he was doing great. They couldn't hit him. And then all of a sudden they bring out their relievers, and when you know, the Diamondbacks just start hitting. So another team that disappointed me was the Angels. I really thought that Shohei Ohtani pitching would do good. They got Mike Trout back this year, but they just couldn't beat the Astros. I thought that the Astros would not be as good because Carlos Correa left, and they also lost George Springer a couple years ago and Garrett Cole. But the Astros are still a good team, even though they lost some of their best players. They're still a good team.
Yeah.
Alrighty. So let's talk about the new rules that are coming into the MLB. Let's start with, they made a rule that says there's no shift. What do you think about it?
I think that there should be no shift, Because, say, there's a shift, and they shift right where the guy hits it. That's just an easy out, and I don't really think that's fair because then they can just get them out. Or say that it's a shift, and he hits it to the end, and that's just an easy single. They should make it so that the players just have to stay at the spot, no shifting, to make it easier, like, so that they don't get a hit and to try to get them out either way.
Yeah, but I think also you should have shifting. I disagree with the rule because it makes the game harder. Because if you can shift, I think you should still be able to shift like a little bit, but not. I don't think you should be able to send the shortstop to go play second base and like have the second baseman basically be playing first base and have the first baseman play on the bag. But I still think there should be the shift because it makes the game harder. Like if you're gonna play in the MLB, you're gonna be able to aim where you want to hit the ball. So I know it's hard, but you're going to still have to be able to hit it. Like, if they all shift to the right, you should be able to hit it to the left. Alrighty, so the next thing they're trying to do, the minor leagues, some teams are using it, robot umps.
I think that there should be no robot umps because I think there should be human umps. Say that the robot umps somehow broke, what would they do? Say they don't have a backup robot ump, and they don't have an ump there. What would they do if it broke? Also, what if the robot ump isn't programmed to do strikes and it doesn't work? Also, umps are better because sometimes they have a better view. I was umping one game, and it would be funner to be an ump instead of a robot ump because then the umps can actually have fun instead of just watching the game. They can have fun and watch the game.
Yeah, well, I think there should be robot umps because when we went to the baseball game, like, yesterday, there's so many bad calls that are being called. So many people are getting struck out on it. So I think that if people want robot umps, they just want more accuracy, which is what I agree with. But a lot of people also just want it to be classic and have the umpires. But I think robot umps because you want accuracy in baseball because if you don't have accuracy, it can really affect the game. But also, umps have always been a part of it, so it's kind of they need to know that umps are kind of bad. But also, I think accuracy. Alrighty, so then also they're doing a new pitch calling thing with the pitcher will have a little thing in his like ear and the catcher will like click little buttons on his arm that will tell him instead of using fingers. What do you think?
I think that there should be electronic devices that would go in your ear so that the players can't find out like what you're pitching. So then it would be easier to pitch your pitches. So then say you're a runner at second base, you see the catchers, and then you yell it out. That would just be easy for the batters to know so then they could hit every pitch. Instead, it is funner to see people like get strikes on them instead of just getting a hit every time because they know that the pitch is coming.
Yeah, well, fingers, they're normal. I think that you could use fingers still, but they need to find a way to stop sign stealing because it's getting kind of bad. A lot of teams are, like, kind of doing it. The Astros really did it. There's a lot of teams that are just sign stealing. I don't think it's good. I think you could still use fingers, but I don't know.
Also, since the Yankees are in a drought for winning the World Series, they are complaining to the Astros because the Yankees say they would have won if the Astros hadn't cheated.
Yeah, the Yankees manager general manager was saying that they would have won the 2017 World Series if the Astros hadn't signed stole because that was like their best team, he thought. Alrighty, so also some other opening day games. Not on opening day, but opening day week. The Phillies got a nice win, 9-5. Kyle Schwarber hit a home run on the first at-bat of his game in a Philly uniform. I think that was really good for him. After the game, he said he's looking forward to just be playing on that team. And then the Tigers, they're actually going to be a pretty good team. When they got Baez, he was their only player. But then when they traded for Austin Meadows, he just really upgraded them. They're going to have a pretty good team. Baez is doing his part and doing very good with the Tigers. He got great fielding, and he's doing great hitting.
Also, Baez, he had an amazing stop at shortstop, which helped them get it out. Plus, Javier Baez help the Tigers hit a walk-off. I did not expect the Tigers to beat the White Sox. The White Sox are a pretty good team. They have some packed players on their starting lineup.
Yeah, the White Sox have a pretty good lineup with, like, Jose Abreu and Yoan Moncada and Tim Anderson. But Tim Anderson was, like, not playing that game because he was injured. So the White Sox did miss their, like, best player. But still, the Tigers, I think they're going to have a pretty good team. They won the White Sox 5-4, and Javier Baez got a walk-off hit, which A.J. Pollock got the ball, but, like, it bounced and it hit him, but bounced onto the wall. So it almost was a catch, but it bounced onto the wall, unfortunately. So that was kind of sad for the White Sox. But the Tigers, nice for them, Javier Baez, and, yeah. Anything else you want to add?
Also, the Phillies were playing good. They just started the game off against the A's, getting so much run. Then the A's came back and got runs, and then it was close, and then the Phillies just took the lead and beat the A's.
Yeah, like a couple years ago when Bryce Harper went to the Phillies, everybody thought he was crazy and he was just doing it for the money, but he's really, like, helped that team become good. They got, like, that same year, I think, they got Didi Gregorius, which helped them, and Jean Segura. So they just really brought good players around to them.
Also, the Phillies, they have a good outfit with Bryce Harper, Kyle Schwarber. They also have a good shortstop, Didi, Jean, Segura, and then they have other good players.
Yeah, they're a pretty good team. They got some good pitching. Their pitching's fine, and Bryce Harper and Kyle Schwarber are going to really do good on that team. I see the Phillies in the playoffs. Alrighty, so let's answer our trivia question. The trivia was, who was the last player to hit 400 batting average?
The answer was Ted Williams. If you got that right, give yourself a pat on the back. If you didn't get it right, we will give you guys another chance for another trivia. So you'll get it next time, hopefully.
Yeah, alrighty, well, that's the end of our podcast. Me and Jaden like talking about baseball, so thanks for listening, and I hope you liked it.
Hope you liked it, and have a fun rest of your day. Bye.